Officials at the Belmont Park have cleared Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner California Chrome to wear a nasal strip when he goes for the Triple Crown next month. In the NBA playoffs, San Antonio won against Oklahoma City 122-115, giving the Spurs a 1-0 series lead. The NBA has initiated a charge against Donald Sterling, setting up a June 3rd hearing after which owners could vote to terminate his ownership of the Los Angeles Clippers. The charge asserts that Sterling has damaged the NBA and its teams, and that his actions significantly undermine the NBA's efforts to promote diversity and inclusion. Sterling, who has been banned for life by Commissioner Adam Silver after the release of a recording in which he made racist remarks, has until May 27th to respond to the charge and the right to appear at the hearing in front of the Board of Governors. If 3/4 of the owners vote to sustain the charge, Sterling will be forced to sell the team he has owned since 1981. In the NHL playoffs, the Rangers skated past Montreal 3-1, giving New York a 2-0 series lead. The New York Rangers have won just one Stanley Cup since 1940, the fewest among the original six teams during that span. But they are just two victories away from reaching the finals for the first time since winning it in 1994. In baseball, in the American League, Cleveland beat Detroit 5-4 and 10. The White Sox defeated Kansas City 7-6. Houston bested the Angels 5-4. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox had the day off. In the National League, Cincinnati topped Washington 4-3 and 15. Atlanta trumped Milwaukee 9-3. The New York Mets had the day off. ESPN, which is headquartered in Connecticut, has been getting praised by Governor Dan L. Malloy for its creation of over 200 jobs in the area with the addition of a new digital center. On Thursday, President Obama will visit Cooperstown, New York, where the National Baseball Hall of Fame is located to help promote tourism. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.